A Duval County middle school teacher is helping shape minds far beyond his science and math classroom with his widely read blog. As WJCT's Lindsay Kilbride reports, the controversial opinions expressed in that blog sometimes rile local school officials.
Chris Garari has been teaching in Duval County for 14 years. He started writing a blog about Duval's education system 5 years ago.
And it started off real slow. Like that first month, I had like 300 hits. And like that next month, I had like 700 hits.
Garari says he often writes what teachers are afraid to put their name on.
I can't speak for every teacher at all, but I really feel like I give a lot of teachers who think they're voiceless a voice.
Last month, his blog was viewed 60,000 times, and other well-established outlets cite him. Last year, his views appeared in the Florida Times Union, Folio Weekly, the Miami Herald, and most recently, the Washington Post.
Say half more letters the other, but half are op-eds, you know, going, hey, look, this is what I think should happen, or this is what could happen.
The blog takes on what Garari says isn't working for students and teachers.
I talk about charter schools a lot. I talk about vouchers a lot. I talk about the Quality Education for All initiative, but I don't think they're improving the city at all.
And he targets specific school officials, including Superintendent Nikolai Vitti and school board member Scott Shine. Shine says he's seen the criticism.
Yeah, it's interesting because I found this blog by accident when I was running for school board. I did a search on my name to see what was being printed.
In a blog post from March, Garari accused Shine of seeking nothing more than a line on a resume and questioned his lack of institutional knowledge and experience. Shine says the blog isn't constructive.
They're generally insults to members of the school board, the teachers union, or the philanthropic community that supports charities for children. In fact, I think it's a detriment to the education movement.
Shine says as far as he's concerned, the media gives Garari a cyberbullying platform. Mike Clark is the editorial page editor for the Florida Times Union. He says he's published three of Garari's letters this year and many more before that.
Because he's currently teaching within the system, he has a point of view that we don't often hear, especially since he's willing to be critical. So that's one of the main reasons we would use his letters.
Clark says his team is careful to choose content that fosters a healthy debate, and they stray away from Garari's more outrageous letters. Garari says he writes what the mainstream media won't.
I don't talk about all the amazing things that are going on in the district. So for the future, I would hope that the blog goes out of business. I would hope that I don't have to write the blog.
In the meantime, Garari says he still has plenty to write about. Lindsay Kilbride, WJCT News.